All right, you guys start the show. I got to relax for a second.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Come Town, the world's number one big dicked podcast with over 69 million downloads an episode. With me today, as always, are my two inferior co-hosts.
Thank you.
Adam Friedland, the worst one.
Great to be here.
Nick Mullen. Pretty good.
On his phone.
But is gay. And our special guest tonight... late night at the studio. It's very late at night. We just had sex with lots of women and did drugs. And with us tonight is the international superstar Zach Amico, everyone.
Thank you for having me, John.
Oh, buddy, so
great
nice
to have you, Zach.
So nice to have you here,
Zach. I love the Amico aesthetic. It's very like a bully on Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a certain white trash joie de vivre.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes, you do, my friend. And we're just out here. Nick just made a smoothie that was 4 cups of whole milk and 3 scoops of protein powder. So he's just
I put vitamins in there too. Lest anyone thinks I'm insane.
Yeah, Nick crushed
get the
up.
Fuck off me, dude. Nick, this fucking bitch ass cat is on
Nick's
my dick.
Nick's been crushing up Flintstones kids and doing rails.
Ernest, no. I take Orange Triad.
What's that?
Daily multi.
Oh, do you?
I throw about 6 Orange Triad pills into the Vitamix.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 scoops away, and then just as much milk as it takes before
until it has the consistency of cum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rich, double rich chocolate cum.
Ooh, my favorite type.
Just like the kind from Home Alone.
Oh yeah.
Did they have the version of Home Alone? Yeah, they make Kevin drink the chocolate cum.
Oh right.
The robbers, they catch him.
The bad guys.
It's just their cum with a little Nesquik in it.
They hold him down and they.
I have a secret spy ring that spells out "Buy more cum."
Yeah. Yeah. This tiger recorder. They record the sounds of Kevin being penetrated on his dumb yak back that he uses to trick adults.
I don't know if it's dumb. I think it's kind of cool.
Adam's a very Home Alone style guy. I was looking at reviews of the
sense
Plaza
that my family
Hotel
tried to
on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reviews for the Plaza Hotel was like, our son is autistic. He's 23 years old. And the one thing he always wanted was to go to the Plaza Hotel, like in Home Alone. And they, like, recreated the movie for this, like, autistic man.
Aww.
And, like, yeah, it was very nice of them to do that. But it feels like they were probably thinking this was going to get some kind of publicity.
Right, like a Bat Boy situation.
Yeah, and it just ended up being they wasted a bunch of money for, like, a Facebook review from some dad from Jersey for letting their, like...
This autistic man killed 2 actors who were hired to play robbers.
Yeah, yeah.
He set traps and murdered them.
He beat them to death with rolling pins draped over the stairwell.
Yeah, a can of paint on a string. Yeah.
Your Honor, my client did say, keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah. He hooked them up to a power outlet, but he never saw their skeleton, and he didn't think it was working, so he kept attaching electrodes to them because it just started smelling like bacon while the guy laid there.
Oh, fuck, dude.
What an incredible film, both of those. Not the franchise. When they got rid of Macaulay, I think it went downhill.
Yeah, were there 5 of those?
Yeah, they got that kid.
That kid was in a lot of stuff.
Whoever the fuck that kid is.
He had those bangs.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Adam's early life, and he's trying to run from the fact that he was in Home Alone 4.
I know,
I would have loved to be a child actor.
Home Alone, Lost in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I was in the...
Lost in the bank. Yeah, I guess he stays in the bank after hours.
He's just happy as shit. Yeah. The whole time's him smiling, counting money.
Yay! Yay! All the legal forms. Yay!
I love paperwork. Anyway, so I mean, I just think the concept of a child exacting intense amounts of torture and pain on adults with cartoonish results. I mean, like, they'd get electrocuted and then just have like soot on their face. Like, that was the only consequence. It really inspired me as a child to beat the shit out of my dad constantly, like Bam Margera.
Did you ever?
We're going to fucking take a shit in April's mouth.
I'm going to shit in April's pussy.
April's trying to fucking wipe her pussy from the bathroom, and I'll put a turd on a spring that's going to go up into her pussy while she's trying to wipe it.
Yeah, April's got an ovarian cyst. I'm going to make fun of her for it. We're going to go to the doctor. Yeah. We're not allowed to mention my uncle anymore because he groped 12-year-olds.
Yeah. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Don Vito.
The cross-eyed Don.
No one explained to me that
he was too fat to walk.
Too fat to live, dude.
He was a golf cart guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not too fat to rape, though.
Did he rape or did he grope?
He groped, which is a form of rape.
You're right.
Forms of rape. Rape outright. Mm-hmm. Date rape. Grope. Mm-hmm. Anything Adam does.
Yeah.
That's true. That checks out. His grandfather has with.
Yeah, it's funny. If you looked at us right now, you'd probably think Adam wasn't the rapist, but he is.
They
yeah.
sneak up on you. That's why they're rapists.
They yeah, come yeah. on all in all shapes and sizes. They come on all.
Whoa, dude. Yeah, that's crass, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Also, questioning a woman is rape, too. So.
Yep.
That's why I would never dare.
Leave.
Mansplaining, manspreading.
Adam's constantly mansplaining.
Yeah. I mean, that's my. I'm man tidbitting.
Yeah.
You're man dick sucking. You're sucking off other men.
Sweet. God damn it. I wish I didn't drink all that protein.
Nah, dude, you're fine.
Nah, now my mustache is turning hard.
Oh, nice.
The protein will make your mustache solidify.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. That's one of the main reasons to drink that shit.
A stiff mustache?
Yeah, it gives you a nice hard,
yeah,
you know, Tom Selleck-y.
Bristly thick mustache?
Yeah, mustache.
Oh, you could paint a fucking the side of a fence with that mustache yeah, yeah. right now, my friend.
Uh-huh. Call it's my the only boy. Way to get gum out.
Yeah. And you say cum?
Gum.
Oh, I thought you said cum.
Yeah.
Which is another
hey,
way
it
that
rhymes.
You could do.
Does anyone notice that?
No.
Dude, yeah. That's
it
a good
rhymes
bit.
And they're, it's both of those things are things Adam chews on.
You would gum suck?
Chew on
juicy
cum?
Fruit.
You do.
How do you chew
no,
on
No, juicy fruit's good.
Fuck that shit, dude.
You don't like juicy
fuck
fruit?
Fuck juicy fruit.
Candy.
Fuck that yes. stupid zebra.
The zebra gum's fun, dude. I'm with you. Once the flavor goes, the
which is immediately,
over.
Like 20 seconds.
Look, yeah. but it's a fun that's 20 it seconds. It's a fun 20 seconds.
Now's a perfect opportunity
you know,
to mention
do
our
whip
new
it
sponsor.
Suck?
You know what whip also it? Sucks? Big Red.
Whoa, you know, now you're being fucking crazy.
You know the only the official
cinnamon gum's good.
Nah, that's just
cinnamon gum's garbage.
What the fuck? What do you do? Evergreen shit?
No, Big League Chew.
Yeah, Big League Chew is where it's at.
Big League Chew's fine.
Grape,
that shit tastes
grape
like,
Big League Chew?
You're going to say grape Big League Chew? You're going to talk about flavor going away?
Yeah, dude.
That has horrible
sour,
flavor.
Sour apple.
Now you're trolling
what's
me.
What's the tape gum?
You can't say
fruit,
juicy
bubble tape,
fruit.
Yeah.
Is that you can't say bubble juicy tape, fruit and fucking Big Red or bad and then come with these fucking gimmicky ass gums.
Bubble tape, sour apple.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's a good gum.
Actually, contractors use bubble tape on the job site, so it's got a multi-purpose. You can.
What do they use it for?
For measurements.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice, man. Yeah.
That's what they pay the Mexican day laborers.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
They love candy.
Damn, Zach, you bailed
hey,
them out.
Hey,
that's why he's
this
here.
Candy
fuck,
doesn't.
Zach is so good, he doesn't even let
that. This candy doesn't taste like shit.
Thank you,
Kimo. Why does he think candy tastes
you would think
bad?
I pick up the slack on a podcast for a living.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're used to making someone funny.
Oh, yeah. For
who's
those
barely
of you,
trying.
For those of you that don't know, Zach is on a really good podcast called The Real Ass Dude Podcast with Luis J. Gomez, the fake Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
No, I let him have that shit, dude.
Okay.
I gave up on... I Salvation Army'd that one over to Luis.
No, I am. I'm
like
it
most
now.
Of his clothes...
I'm also
ooh,
it. Nice.
Burn, dude.
Burn.
Nice secondhand fidget spinner, Lewis.
Yeah,
nice
got
secondhand
him.
Cowboy hat.
Woo!
Nice secondhand
keep
son.
Going.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. Bring his son into this?
Well, he brings it into it.
It's fucked up, man.
I don't
he's
know.
A child.
Yeah, why would you bring up his son?
A little kid, man? A defenseless
no
little kid?
No one does that.
Fucked
that's
up.
That's the one thing you don't do with Lewis.
You know we have a... There's a line on this show.
All right. Well.
We can talk about the factual things you do, like rape, but we do not bring up a child.
You know it's a great movie? Cool Runnings.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. The part where he goes, I am going to draw a line on your head so you look like a butt.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah.
There's some good, like, simple-ass burns on Cool Runnings.
Uh-huh.
Ah, oh, man. Good movie.
Great movie.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach's over here drinking a fucking 40. It makes me feel like I'm like a bitch, dude. I should be getting drunk.
You don't drink, though. You're not really
I
a drinker.
I stopped drinking to cut the weight.
Yeah, it's not working.
Hey, come on, dude. I look good.
Start drinking again.
You think that'll help?
Cut the food.
Well, drink
cut
and
out
then
all
lift.
The, yeah.
Huh?
Drink and then work out.
Drink and lift.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Pull an Uncle Ernie.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just... beer with an egg in it.
Dude, I'm getting so ooh. Fat. I'm 180 pounds now.
You are?
Yeah, you're fat. I weighed myself yesterday.
Damn.
God damn. I'm 251. I was 270 something on 420.
Mm-hmm.
If I dip under 250, dude, I'm gonna be a cute little bitch. If I can get to 225, that's what I'm looking at, dude.
225.
225, dude.
That's pretty sick.
I'm trying to hit 200 pounds. I only got 20 more pounds to go.
I would. Oh my god! If you hit 200, I'm gonna try and get under. I'm gonna try. I will That'd do everything despite in my power him? To be less fat than you.
I probably would just look exactly the same. You gain mass, which is dependent on the location of the moon.
Ah.
That's why I weigh more.
Really?
Yeah.
The tides?
Yeah, it's because of the waning.
It's connected to the menstrual cycle.
I don't know. has nothing to do with me.
I didn't get that. Oh.
It's Neil Armstrong's fault.
Ah, I see. So, wait, I've been fat my whole life, though. What about that?
Yeah, well, you're just a piece of shit.
Oh, man.
Me? It's astronaut stuff.
Okay.
You wouldn't understand.
Fellow lifelong fat boy Zach.
Yes.
Were you as a toddler? When did you get fat?
I've always been fat. Yeah.
For me, it was they.
Yeah, I got fat fifth grade. It's weird because you think of yourself as a fat person for the rest of your life if you're fat in like sixth grade.
Yeah, when That's you first it. Start
you're
getting
done.
Hard,
mm-hmm. you're never gonna have a normal personality.
No,
you're like fuck.
You're gonna
forever.
Try too hard.
Yeah. The amount of skinny girls that have hit on me. And then I see the stretch marks in the arm,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, oh, you used to be massive.
Of course.
Because
yes, you
can take the fat out of the body,
well,
but it's always in the brain.
It's always in the brain.
They were probably just jacked.
Oh, yeah. They were like China. They were huge.
Yeah. They were probably just competitive bodybuilders, like my wife, Julia, my beautiful Russian
Julia
wife.
Julia Vince.
Nick only finds bodybuilders attractive
now. She's got a 7-inch clitoris.
Uh-huh. I bet she doesn't, dude. She's all natty.
She doesn't do testosterone.
Yeah. I bet she doesn't even have a vagina.
Yo, yeah.
It's all smooth. And
China had
a big
ass clit.
It's another bicep down there.
Ooh. Would you like to fuck a bicep?
Sure.
That's a thing in like strong girl
porn. As long
porn.
As it's Russian, you know? As long as it's from the Orient.
And you're filming it on a dash cam.
What's up with those Russians that are like half Asian looking, you know?
Well, it's Kazakhs.
It's a country that extends.
And Uyghurs.
It's weird.
Into
yeah.
two...
Chinese
continents.
Muslims.
Oh, is that really
Uyghurs.
What they're called?
They're called
Uyghurs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Uiggers. No, it's
is their favorite rapper Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ride fucking...
Are you sure that's not just because in the Russian alphabet the U's upside down?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yo, that's a real ass joke. from a real ass dude.
First of all,
this is one of those N-word saying podcasts you might be familiar with over at Gas Digital. whether you know this or not, Adam's other podcast, Chapo Trap House, which has been described as NBR for people who say cuss words,
yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Is also filmed in this studio.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
So we don't use slurs in here, Zach.
No.
The N in NPR does not stand what I thought for.
I think
is
we
there
did
a board? Is
I
there
think we did that on
We actually did that joke. That's what would happen if Anthony Cumia, when Trump got elected, we said he gets NPR.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
he changed it to, you know what, Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Is there like a whiteboard at Gas Digital that's like days without saying the N-word? Or is it just
zero?
Always a zero?
It's blank.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck.
I feel like everything in that apartment was given to them for free by somebody sponsoring the show.
A lot of the equipment, actually, they've bought.
Oh, really?
Ralph is also independently well. Our co-owner is.
I mean, he might as well. He should be. That apartment's fucking gorgeous.
It's beautiful. I can't imagine what... Can you imagine how easy life would be to bring a girl home?
Oh, my
and the
God.
The apartment, the elevator
yeah, yeah.
just opens into
opens
your
in
house.
Yeah.
Also, if you're like 6'9".
Yeah.
6'9".
That's the reason he has all that shit.
Pretty good looking guy.
Yeah,
independently
they just give
wealthy.
It to him.
Sounds like he had an easy ass life.
Yeah, he did.
Fuck Ralph, dude.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Why don't you come down here to the real world?
Yeah, Ralph.
People work
suck
for
this
a living.
Dick. Thank you for having us, though.
You know how hard I had to work to get
yeah, it was great.
All these electronics?
Yeah, dude. Not very.
Not very. I just waited around for a very long time before somebody made the mistake of paying me.
Yeah, thousands of people pay us for some reason. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
You make stimulating conversations like this possible.
Okay.
I was going to see how long we could go with silence. Just the last show we did, Zach, we just did alphabets for like 40
minutes. Yeah, we talked about
minutes.
The different kinds of alphabets yeah. that there are.
Do you know any strange alphabets?
Not a one.
No. Where'd you grow up?
Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah, like 15 minutes out of the city.
Oh, Jersey really? Alphabet. We'll
yeah,
do
yeah,
Jersey
what's
alphabet.
That?
A.
There okay. it is.
A is just A.
We're not going to top A. A, bitch.
Cunt.
Gabagool is C.
Cunt.
Yeah, no, it's
C is Gabagool.
Yeah.
Yes.
D is D'Alphabet. D apostrophe alphabet.
Tony D'Alphabetiliani. Yeah.
E is A again. That one's the E. That one comes
back.
E is back.
Exits 1 through 26.
That's funny. F is, forget about it.
Of course.
G is...
Gabagool again.
Yeah, well, yeah, Gabagool again, or just the get about it part of forget about it. Yeah, G. H is the forget head about it.
The head.
F through I is all forget
all about forget about it.
That's all just spelled out there.
S is Sopranos.
Okay, we don't need to jump over around. S. You
yeah,
miss, that's like, a big half the alphabet.
Yeah, Stav, the alphabet is, yeah.
No,
it's 26.
Forget about
letters.
S is for Stavros, not committing to the bit.
Okay, what do we got after that?
J.
No, J.
Jersey Pride.
Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah. Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
I is,
by the way, great
Italians.
Show. Of course.
Or I Rock, Italian Retards Out Cruising. So that's his own little sub-chunk of the alphabet.
What's K?
All
the kikes.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Someone had to say it.
Okay.
Thanks. That's what you're here for.
I'm allowed.
That's what you earn most of your money for.
I try to say it every
L is lasagna.
Of course.
You know, it's the Garfield state.
M is Maroon.
Mooly or Maroon.
That's actually pretty funny. New Jersey being the Garfield state.
Yeah.
Instead of the Garden state.
We hate Mondays.
Yeah. Mondays, get out of here.
Hey, fuck you, Odie. Yeah.
You are right about M being Mooly, by the way.
M is Mooly.
There was one black kid in my high school for a while, and his name was Vin Cooley, and everyone called him, but like not in
incredible.
A mean way.
Yeah, Cooley
he
the
answered
Mooly.
To the name Cooley the Mooly.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my Cooley God. The Mooly sounds like a minor character in The Godfather.
No hate behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there was no hate behind calling the one black guy a racial slur.
A racial slur.
Yeah, and he totally went along with it. I mean, we would kill him otherwise, but you know, it was better than the jungles of Africa. I can tell you that.
Jesus.
That's why he went with that.
Poor Thomas Loon Cricket.
Oh fuck! And so that's awesome. So Mooly gets used even by non-Italians in Jersey.
100%, yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's. That makes me feel good.
Well, when
for some
you're
reason.
They're your family.
All right. Yeah. We all know what N is.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Did that bit with the last one.
But also true.
A lot of them are just.
Yeah.
Half of their language is just letters.
Yeah.
They're very simple people, the Italians.
P. Paisan?
Paisan.
Paisan.
Yeah. Paisano.
Paisan.
P. Q is.
Queer.
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 No, that's K. Queer. Or G again. I don't know.
R
all right.
Is,
retard.
Yeah, retard.
Of course.
Sure. S is Stavros not committing to the bit.
I thought it was Sopranos.
No. T is...
Turnpike.
Turnpike. Yeah, Jersey Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
U is ugliest people in the country. Ugliest culture, I think. V is very ugly. No, seriously. They're very ugly people.
Okay.
W, right? That comes after V.
T U V W. Yeah.
Dude, you know how fucking hard it is to remember the alphabet without the song?
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine how many people would be illiterate if one guy wasn't like, just do it as a song?
Yeah.
You have to remember 26 things.
That's what's fucked up about DUIs, where they make you do it without the song.
They do?
I can't do it sober, yeah.
They make you do it without the song?
Yeah, sometimes they make you do it backwards.
They can't make you do it backwards.
Yeah, they do.
If they pulled me over and they said,
I feel like
I've been pulled over. I did do I didn't have to do a field sobriety test, but they made me get out of the car and they talked for me for a minute.
You've never gotten a DUI?
Never.
Wow.
I talked my way out of one.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's you're like
I'm a charming guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good with police.
Yeah.
I call them by their rank.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
You
actually.
Tell them they're good police.
Really?
Yeah, with police. If you see a sergeant, you call them sergeant.
How do you know?
They got three stripes on their arm.
Oh,
they
have
like a sergeant insignia.
That is good.
Yeah.
That only works if you're white, 100%.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, sweeten the cake.
Yeah.
You know, put a little icing on it.
Yeah.
You're talking about other people like do that. You should never talk to the police in any circumstance. You know, it's like, well, you should if you can manipulate them and lie to them.
Why not? Bobby's so fucking charming. We got pulled over. He was so charming with the cops, making them laugh and shit.
Of course. Do that. If you have that fucking ability.
Yeah.
Do it. Why not?
I'm always scared.
Yeah. Well,
I'm always scared because I'm always riding dirty. Dude.
See, mm-hmm. that's why you'll never be a good actor.
Why?
Because I like, you know, fear. You should be terrified. If you are terrified and then you're able to charm people, like, that's what acting is.
Yeah, I'm actually a better actor than you.
You need
so.
To be. No, you're not. I'm much better.
Let's do an act off.
I'm first of all, I'm SAG. Okay, so are I'm you? In a union. I'm SAGgy. In fact, yeah, I think
you
I do
are.
Have to
you
join
are a
now.
Saget.
You're a Saget.
Bob Saget, a good comedian. Maybe that's what
he's
you meant.
He's a horrible comedian.
I know he's a terrible comedian. I love that. Like the
real sign of a bad comedian is when the closer comes with a guitar.
Yeah. The fucking. I love that the Aristocrats was basically just a way to like let Bob Saget reinvent himself as not
as
the
a dirty
faggot
guy?
Dad.
Yeah.
Because like people were like, well, Bob Saget is actually he's actually filthy. Actually, and then for like 2 years after that movie came out, I'd have conversations with people like, did you know Bob Saget is actually like a dirty comedian?
I know.
That as if they were discovering it or,
right.
you know, telling me about something that we didn't all see that fucking movie.
Right.
And there's no evidence of him being that guy prior to the Aristocrats.
None at all.
I mean, maybe his act, but prior to the TV show?
No.
Didn't
he was
exist.
Just a bland, like a run-of-the-mill
comic. He was a fucking
comic.
Shitty, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't dirty at all on the Kinison Young Comedian special.
Right,
exactly.
That's a great one, by the way. The Kinison, with the Dangerfield or the Kinison?
Is he on the
Kinison's
Kinison?
On it?
You
yeah,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. I know what you said because Kinison was on that.
Yeah. It's a thing he started doing afterwards to like make up for the fact that he was like America's dad, and he's like, I have sex.
Right.
You know,
because he would talk about like fucking Michelle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I saw like I'm, after Cumtown, once this show fails, I'm going to reinvent myself as a children's
as America's dad.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to say like, oh, well, did you know he was actually. He just loved working with kids. Nice. Prior to that, they forced him to do Cumtown.
America's frustrated stepdad. Nick
yeah.
TGI Friday made me do Cumtown.
Do you think you? Yeah, Nick could be a stepdad. I could see it.
Yeah, that's actually. You know what? That seems a lot easier than being an actual father.
Yeah.
I would prefer to be.
You were born to be a stepdad.
Yeah.
You have the emotional range.
Can you help
stepdad.
Me with my homework? Nah.
Yeah. I don't have any genetic stake
nah,
in you.
I don't know if I can. Well, it's also like literally, no, I can't help
oh,
you.
Right.
So
yeah,
you're
yeah,
on
yeah.
your own.
Damn, homework. I don't want to have no fucking kids.
My goal is to be the Dennis Leary dad from Sandlot.
Who's
just like sort
Leary?
Of an asshole who's kind of hands off. And
is Dennis Leary
like,
the dad in Sandlot?
I guess I won't beat you for
yeah.
losing my signed Babe Ruth baseball.
That's the thing, though. With a stepdad... That's the floor is so low. Like the bar is so low. It's just like not being abusive.
That's
like
why I chose
good.
To be a comedian.
Yeah.
Because it's the easiest thing in the world.
It's pretty easy. It's
fine
hard.
Being a stepdad.
Yeah, right.
I actually think being a mother is the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. It is. I love that Bill Burr
probably
thing.
The easiest.
The Bill Burr joke he's
what
doing.
What is it?
About, well, basically whatever dumb thing you think you came up with right now.
Well, no, they say being a mother is the hard, is it that?
Yeah. He's like, it's the hardest job in the world. Yeah, tell that to like a Navy SEAL.
Hell yeah.
Try being a roofer as a redhead in July.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, man. Do you want to have children?
Yes. Adam does. He was doing his whole little... I got baby fever thing.
I sort of do. Right. Yeah,
it's
now
a way
that
to
I turn
attract
30.
More mature women.
I kind of, I mean, I think about that sometimes, but then I'm like, I can't fucking have kids. Like, I like babies. I like fucking kids.
Uh-huh.
I like
fucking kids.
I like
continue.
Children.
Continue.
I use it as a modifier.
Period.
I don't, not
period.
A verb.
No.
I like children. I'm
you
good
just
with
got
them.
You, dude.
Fuck.
You just got by Adam.
That's yeah.
How's that? I have to bitch. Quit.
Adam just did the go into prison and rape the biggest guy.
Yeah. Fuck.
No, the biggest guy's girlfriend just raped you.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, now I got to rape the big guy.
No, you're done.
No,
dude.
Now you're done.
What? You're not allowed to sit on the bleachers outside anymore.
If he rapes the big guy, then it's technically a gay recycling logo.
You have to
shoes.
Hold on to Adam's belt loop for
and
the
before,
rest of the podcast.
Before anyone talks about raping me, reminder that I'm the warden of the prison.
No,
I'm raping, not subject to the rape.
By the way, I am raping you.
I'm the former NFL quarterback that got thrown in jail for too many DUIs and then led the football team against the prison guards.
Yeah.
Yep,
and
that's
they all
me.
Won freedom.
Yeah.
Stav's the insane guy from Escape from Alcatraz that thinks he's Al Capone.
I've never seen that movie.
I know, and it's an insult. Trust me.
Stav's the, prison bitch from Con Air.
I've never seen that.
Yeah,
either.
The second
that's who you are.
The second the plane crashes,
I'm not that guy.
Do we have any dresses, boys?
I haven't seen it, but I know I'm not that guy.
Maybe I told
I'm actually Nicolas Cage.
Maybe I told this story on the podcast, but I saw Con Air in the theaters with my grandma and my dad, and the plane crashes, and then that dude's like, oh yeah, and he starts putting on dresses and wigs and stuff, and I'm like, Dad, what's going on? And my dad just turns to me and goes, he's a very sick man.
That's fucking
my
awesome.
My favorite thing about, so like Con Air and Face Off and The Rock all came out like right away, like in
right,
a row.
Right, yeah. When Nick with Cage was an action guy.
With one producer who made all those movies.
With Bruckheimer?
No, the produce, not the, the money man
okay,
on those
yeah, yeah.
movies. The second the three were done coming out, he immediately died of a cocaine overdose. He literally just made three giant movies and snorted cocaine until he died.
Incredible, dude. That's beautiful.
It's the most 90s story ever.
Who's the producer?
Fuck, I can't remember. There's whoever the financier was.
So I imagine
he's got his name on all three.
It's that the guy from True Romance, that producer, that cartoon of a producer.
Oh, I don't remember that actual character.
Yeah,
I just remember Gandolfini. I remember the
Jamaican
white guy. Sweetheart, now I gotta fuck you up.
That was a great Gandolfini scene. Was so good in that, dude.
Yeah,
I'll just do it to watch people's faces change.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That was fuck. That stuck with me.
That's why he's
a great
the boss,
movie,
dude.
Huh? That might be
that's
the best.
Why he's America's
Tarantino
boss.
Wrote that, I think.
Tarantino
yeah.
wrote it. Yep.
Yeah.
And that
they
was
say
like,
the N word.
That was. It was funny because like I remember not liking Tarantino when I was a teenager. I thought I still don't like Reservoir Dogs. I don't think it's a particularly
crazy.
Good movie. I think
that's a fun movie.
No, it's not overrated. That good. It is.
Shut up.
I'm not just saying that
hold
to
on,
agree
Zach.
With Nick.
I really like it.
Thank you.
I really like it only because I know what he was doing, which was because I.
Yeah, you're a film
very,
guy.
This is very gay and pretentious.
I love it.
I feel like Tarantino's the hip-hop filmmaker because
okay.
he just samples better movies.
So he's doing what, Rashomon or something with Reservoir Dogs?
Well, and then it's Taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a couple other heist movies. He's just sampling those movies into one movie.
Wait, okay. How is it Taking a Pelham 1-2-3?
The code names.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah,
Pink,
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
literally right at
yeah, yeah,
Pelham
oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that, like, I loved it at 15 and it didn't hold up, whereas Pulp Fiction,
no,
I also
Pulp
loved
Fiction,
at 15
Pulp
and
Fiction
has
holds
held
up.
Up.
Pulp Fiction
yeah.
is a great movie, but yeah. but Reservoir Dogs, I just instinctually didn't like. I hate Harvey Keitel. I think he's a terrible actor.
What?
We've
that's
talked
crazy,
about this before.
Dude. Have you seen the original Bad Lieutenant?
I have, and it's nowhere near as good as Port of Call New Orleans.
That is true. The second one.
Much better fucking movie.
Anyway,
the original Bad Lieutenant
Herzog
is almost unwatchable.
Never even watched the original.
Oh,
I think
really?
He just made that movie rules. Without. He's like he just took the name and he like just he did what he imagined it to be.
That rocks.
Yeah, yeah. This is fucking
that
movie
fucking
is
rocks.
That movie is amazing.
I'm going to New Orleans. I should watch it.
Yeah, that's
it. Really has nothing.
That makes sense.
It really has nothing to do with New Orleans.
I
want to
learn about the culture.
It was like filmed in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not even shot there.
My man Val Kilmer's in that movie too.
Val. Shouts yeah. out Val.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tarantino, but for some reason, it just never held up.
Well, anyway. Yeah, True Romance sold me on him. And then Jackie Brown. When I saw Jackie Brown,
that's
I was
my
like,
favorite
oh, this
Tarantino.
Is, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I've tried to. It wasn't on Netflix.
It's sick, dude.
Jackie Brown's so good.
Tarantino just got engaged, folks,
oh, yeah.
to an Israeli, which means that he's pro occupation, folks.
Nice.
Yeah, deal time to it. BDS all of his movies.
Time to yeah.
big dick suck.
Yeah, one of my favorite proud foot fetishes too.
Is he?
He's out of the closet and proud.
Yeah,
he loves those.
Well, that's why they had that scene in Kill Bill with when Uma Thurman's like paralyzed, and it's just a shot
wiggle
of her feet
the toe
for like
yeah.
17 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're oh, that's right. Yeah.
The opening sequence of Jackie Brown is just her feet in the airport for like a 5 minute continuous shot.
Yeah. And Death Proof is just shots of their feet out the fucking car.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
damn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's also in.
There's a lot of directors like that. There's movies you watch where there's just a bizarre.
This guy likes to fuck feet.
Yeah,
they do that with Cobra though. They did that with Stallone and his boots. You see his boots coming out of that fucking shitty car.
Who wrote that? It's another guy also named Sylvester that wrote Cobra.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
The cat.
Sylvester the cat, yeah. Cernovich the cat.
We got a lot
Mike
of good Cernovich stuff.
The cat.
We got remember Cernoviche? That was a great bit.
Oh yeah, that was good. The seafood
I don't
chef.
Remember that.
Yeah, he's a seafood chef.
That
so
was
he
the whole.
He always
joke.
Serves ceviche.
Yeah,
Mike that's, Cernovich.
That's the only joke.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
yeah. We said
you.
It on the pod. That was your joke. Yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't remember that at all. I like it though.
Yeah.
It's the only. It's the only meal anyone can eat. It's ceviche.
Zach's a big film guy, though. You know, I feel like we should ask him about films. We're probably all wrong.
You know, who isn't that's a not big film guy. Yeah,
goes. That is not what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about dicks. Dicks.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Let's do it.
Zach's here to make the jokes that you guys can't.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he comes in for.
My role is consumer electronics purchaser and sayer of.
That's right. That's right.
I'm N-word sayer of.
Lord N-word sayer of. The loudest N-word sayer in all of Northumberland. They say he slurred a dragon.
He slurred a dragon
to save the princess, and then he slurred her. The final season of Game of Thrones, as imagined by a man who's never seen the show and refuses to watch it. Should I get into Game of Thrones?
Nope.
Now that I have this big ass TV.
Why not?
Who's that dumbass girl that said that thing at your apartment?
My friend's girlfriend.
I can't believe we're all like just participating in this
cultural movement.
Oh.
She's like, being part of Game of Thrones is like being part of a cultural movement. I was like, what? Like civil rights?
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. She's made a couple statements to
so
that
stupid.
Effect. Yeah.
Well, at least she's hot. Ooh, which friend is this? Does he listen?
No.
Shouts out to Adam's friend, who you can probably figure out who he is.
Yeah.
And his ugly girlfriend that says dumb things.
She's beautiful, and she said one dumb thing.
Oh, fuck. This is awesome. He's going to get yelled at for this.
He's going to yelled at. He's just like, that breastfeeding lady that yelled at you the other day.
Yeah, for trying to fuck her.
I'm sorry.
She had her tits out.
But I'm sorry.
Zach did say he wanted to talk about dicks, and I think we should honor that.
Oh, yeah. Zach is our first.
Zach, what's the best horror movie?
I mean, probably The Shining, as far as just best.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're right.
I like The Brood.
All right, what's the best horror movie I haven't seen?
The Brood?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I don't know what that is.
What's that about?
It's a David Cronenberg movie. It's about a lady who gets sent away to like a new age type therapy camp. Mm. And while she's away, her husband's taking care of her kid, and all these murders start happening, and they think the lady is doing them.
Cronenberg has made so many fucking movies.
Oh, yeah.
They're bananas.
I remember like 10 years ago, I thought I had seen every David Cronenberg movie.
Not even close.
It's, yeah, he's made like 35 movies.
And yeah, The Brood, I think, is his best movie. And it's
Oh, The Brood.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's...
What did you think said? The Brood.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
The Brood sounds cool. It's probably like a big, strong guy.
Wait, The Brood's about
up.
That like apart. It's all... It takes place in an apartment complex, right?
More or less, but the lady's away at like a weird camp.
Yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
And I really, it's a very good, it turns into a great body horror movie.
Yeah. Scanners is like one of my favorite movies.
Very solid.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a single David Cronenberg
movie.
Really?
The Fly?
He's in The Fly?
I've seen parts
History
of
Violence, Eastern
TV
Promises,
as a child.
Dead
Videodrome.
Ringers.
Videodrome.
Crash.
Is like the most famous one.
Ugh. Not that Crash.
No, Crash the fucking one. Not
oh,
the
one about
not the racism. Yeah, it's about,
yeah,
people.
It's about people that have a fetish for people that have been in car accidents.
They get in car. Yeah, James Spader's in it. Yeah,
you know what's great? Spider.
Yes.
I love that movie.
I've seen most of The Fly as a child on television.
Yeah. That stars me.
Nah,
just me.
You wish you were.
No,
yeah,
I look
you
a lot like
you're
him.
Fly.
No, you're
the pretty ugly version.
Bug.
No,
actually, yeah,
I'm
yeah. You
fucking
played
idiot.
The bug.
Walked right into that one, didn't you?
No, I look
piece
like.
Piece of shit.
No, I look like.
Yeah, they hired a handsome version of you to be the beginning, and then you were the fly.
I'm the beginning.
No, bitch, you're not.
Stabs the blob.
I'm the beginning.
Yes.
You're the blob?
No, I am not.
Yeah. Sov's the principal from Billy Madison.
Yeah, he chases. Sov plays a blob monster that chases people by staying stationary, but he continues to eat until he expands into their They run away, but Sov is hooked up
what
to
am
a
I
cholesterol
eating?
Machine.
What am I eating?
He's got a tube in his mouth.
Is it tasty?
That goes directly into a
what
Krispy
am I eating?
Cream.
You're eating artisanal mayonnaise.
Just mayo?
Yeah.
Nothing fun,
yeah,
like chewy.
A crack ass white boy like you can't.
I'm not. First of all, you're a crack ass mayo ass white boy.
You're the crack ass white
true.
Boy.
I'm olive oil, baby.
You can't handle the.
I'm aioli. You're mayo.
Chipotle.
I'm aioli. You're mayo.
Fuck that.
You're
dude.
Miracle Whip.
I'm mustard. I'm spicy brown deli mustard.
That's fine.
I'm
horse
zero
radish.
Calories. A little bit of sodium. The best condiment.
It's not the best condiment.
It's the best condiment.
Absolutely
hot
not.
Spicy brown mustard, definitely.
You think so?
Thank you, Zach.
Over like a over an aioli?
Yes, over an aioli.
Aioli is just mayo.
It's just mayonnaise.
Yeah, but with fun spices.
What the fuck?
Wait,
what
like
is the versatility?
Sriracha?
In that?
You fucking top off a fucking sandwich with it. It's delicious.
Is Russian dressing, you should just call it ketchup aioli.
What's the first thing? Fucking mustard. It's one note.
Literally every sandwich.
Yeah, mustard has every sandwich.
Hot dogs.
All right. Macaroni hot dogs, you got me. Macaroni and cheese, what the fuck? You're putting mustard?
Try it, dude.
What?
Put spicy brown mustard and some stovetop mac and cheese and tell me it tastes bad.
No, thank you.
Put a little tuna fish in there also.
That's Matt from
tuna and mayo. Now we're talking.
Tuna and spicy brown mustard and macaroni and cheese.
Absolutely.
Matt
not.
From Trap House puts ketchup on stovetop macaroni and cheese.
It's trash.
Yeah,
that's trash. Fucking horrible, yeah. Dude.
It's disgusting.
How do you know that?
Because he posted a picture on Twitter and
on
people
weekly
were going
when
insane.
He does Chapo Trap House. Oh, yeah. They talk about it.
Yeah, I'm the seventh.
Amber, can you verify that? Does Matt do that? Yes. Do you do that?
Amber ketchup, mac and cheese. Yeah, he still lives in the Midwest. Dude. He's Cincinnati as fuck.
I thought he lives here now.
Anyway, no, Amber's leaving the room to hide her macaroni and cheese with ketchup on it.
Corned beef hash, nice.
Oh, she's trying to suck up to my people.
No, I don't do that.
It's just ketchup.
The door slams.
Fuck, dude. Damn, now I'm hungry. You know, I'm on the Adderall diet, and I get very foggy brained halfway right, through
boys.
The day.
We got to hustle. We got 24 minutes left on this.
What have we accomplished?
I don't know, man. I fucked up and drank all that protein.
Yeah.
I feel this like is what happens. I love it. We had like two good episodes, and we were like, we're going to start stacking episodes. Because the thing is, I got to go to San Diego for a wedding.
Yeah.
My fucking dumbass cousin's getting wedded. Wedded to.
Getting wedded? He's to getting betrothed.
Yeah, betrothed. He's eloping with some fucking girl, I guess, or something.
Have you met her?
I think I did years ago. They've been dating for like 10 years.
Okay.
But I mean, I never see. He lives in California.
You got a suit? You prepared?
Yeah, dude. I went to Hugo Boss and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a nice suit for the first time in my life. And then I put a suit on and like, I just look like shit. I'm like a shitty looking guy, so I look terrible.
Nah, you can find a good suit.
No, I trust me, dude. I fucking went through all those suits. I got the right sizes. I looked at it and it's like the amount of like tailoring that would have to be done to make it work. It's just like,
so what are you going
to
wear? That Adidas tracksuit?
I went to Target and got a suit for $80.
Oh my god! You fucking
Nick.
Piece of trash!
You should have gone to that
great.
Place.
It
I
looks
got my
great.
Suit.
It looks fucking
a
good.
Target suit.
Look, do you keep
put it on for us right now?
Oh yeah, I'm going to.
I think it's fair because Nick might have a Target body.
That's true. Yeah,
he probably
meant for
does.
Target. But no one repeat that. He said it off mic. He
yeah,
had a good
it wasn't
comeback.
Funny. It wasn't a good comeback.
Yeah, because I'm a faggot.
Yeah, he said because I'm a faggot.
Because I'm a faggot. yeah, I got a suit at this place, Suit Supply.
Ooh,
really
this
good.
Motherfucker got a tan suit. Yeah. Woo! Damn, I'm actually on board.
Don motherfucking Johnson.
Damn.
Look at him. Wow. That's the
Obama suit. It's the Obama suit the Republicans got mad at him for.
Oh, you got a pocket square in there, dude?
Yeah.
You're ready to join Nation of Islam right there.
I put a pocket square in it.
That actually doesn't look bad.
Dude, wait, stand up for a second. Is it flat back? Oh, no, there's a split in the middle.
A little split?
No, you got to
open that up, baby.
You got to open this. Yeah,
open
take
that
a scissor
up, baby.
Open this.
Don't fucking tear my suit. Dude.
Not tear the suit. Just open
that. You only do that when you have to go. You first go
and
to the bathroom.
No.
It'll break the seal.
Yeah. Yeah, you need the flap, bro.
You shit through the little hole.
Whatever. Just take a scissor.
Whatever.
Dude.
It doesn't matter. The point is you actually do look kind of good.
Yeah. For an $80 suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn, should we go get suits and
I don't
wear
know,
them every
dude.
Day?
You look like you kind of have tits.
Yeah, well,
it's like a Janet Jackson suit.
I have a built chest, unlike you.
I have a pretty built chest.
No,
you
you're weak as shit.
You've admitted
dude.
That. You've admitted that. Both of you have admitted
no,
that
haven't.
To me. Yes, you both have.
No one has.
Separately and privately.
You have a woman's
not
body.
Around. No, I
you
don't.
A woman's
don't have
collarbone.
Well,
you've got a divot in your chest.
I've had pencil dress draped over it.
I've had sex with my penis multiple times. And it, can a woman
penis?
Do that with her body? That's not true.
You've had sex with your own penis multiple times?
I have. I fucked my dick. I've inserted it into my mouth multiple times.
What's the best wedding you've ever been to?
I liked actually my friends got married in Savannah, Georgia. It was pretty
ooh,
cool
okay.
to go there. They had like you know, what's nice is that their parents had like a nice fancy wedding for them, but the night before all their friends like had a it was like a the kids party it was
oh,
like
nice.
The kids all their friends had a
did
you know
fuck?
Party no but I smoked a dab for the first time
oh, nice.
At that wedding and Zach, that was like real drugs
nice, dude.
Yeah
Zach I feel like you've been to like a fun Halloween themed wedding or some shit
I purposely don't go to weddings
oh really
Why?
I just don't want to be involved.
Yeah, but really? You know you have to, right? I mean, you can't just like blow off people's shit.
You've never been to a wedding?
I've blown off so many people's weddings.
Really?
Yeah, I guess that
Who's
makes
the closest
sense.
Family member yeah, you, but, you've blown off?
Oh, I don't have any brothers or sisters or anything. Okay. So nobody really. I didn't go to my dad's wedding.
That's funny. That's funny as shit. Where was it?
Somewhere in upstate New York. I went to the reception like a piece of shit.
Hell yeah.
Just the reception?
Yeah, did your dad have an open bar?
What? No, my dad's 30 years sober. It was alcoholless.
Oh, fuck your dad. Don't go to that wedding.
Yeah, well, then if it's there's no alcohol, then I guess by going to the reception, you did
I went
to
a really
to
bad wedding, and that was the most fun I had. I went to friends of mine that I was in a movie with, and those two actors got married, and it was only great because it was like a destination wedding, like outside of Woodstock, uh-huh. New York.
Oh yeah, it's really pretty up there.
And no one showed up for it, so it was just empty seats.
Holy shit!
And like a bunch of us went in a bus.
No one showed up for their wedding.
And it was the sad. It was just like sad
oh my
and wonderful.
God. Were they upset as shit?
No, because they were so egotistical. Like, they're like, yeah, we wanted a small wedding.
Oh,
then I was,
my
and
God.
Then I was like, where are all these chairs here?
Jesus Christ. Imagine no one showing up to your wedding.
I don't want to have one.
You don't want to have a wedding?
No.
What?
No.
You don't want to be a princess
it's too
for a
political,
day?
Dude. Everyone gets in fights with their parents before
it's too
a
political?
Wedding.
Political?
Yeah, yeah. Your parents get offended by something their parents want, and then their parents get offended. I don't want to deal with that. My parents are going to be not going to be easy.
That's
they're
going to
be like, we want 15 minutes of Jewish dancing, and I'm like, no, we get at least, we're going to get max 10.
What's Jewish dancing? The chair
Actually,
thing?
Actually, straight
the
up.
The chair thing seems fun.
I got to say, I hate most everything.
I would love to see them try to lift you up on a chair. So the legs snap
I was hanging
off.
Out there for a while.
I hate most everything about Judaism.
The idea of me ever being off the ground. It seems fun to me.
Yeah, I want to have my fucking wedding on a plane.
Jewish dancing at weddings is actually like one of the only things I enjoy about being Jewish. It's so lit, dude. Yeah, and then all your non-Jewish friends who are there are like, fuck, this is like...
Was that a Jewish song or like the theme
Yeah,
song
he's doing Hava Nagila. Yeah, that's the second part, dude.
Second
What's
part.
The second
fun,
part?
Fast part where you dance.
Everyone dance the first part. No. The whole thing is dancing.
Nah. It picks up, right? The second part picks up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Whatever. You're never getting on that chair, you fat piece of shit.
Dude,
Saab, I'll get on that chair.
Saab, you should marry a rascal Jew. Scooter, maybe.
You should get circed up and marry a Jew, dude.
I'd marry a Jew. I like Jews.
Yeah, yeah. What if she makes you guillotine that little...
The little hog?
Yeah, yeah. Robin Hood Men in Tights
she
style.
She makes me chop the snout
shit,
off
I'm
hog.
Never getting married. I'm going insane. That's my plan.
You're going to join a clown posse?
No. I'm getting a big, big house. Put a movie theater in it. Mm-hmm. Start collecting my piss in jars. Grow my fingernails out real long.
Hell yeah.
Wait till my bipolar disorder kicks back in.
Yes.
You know?
Learn how to fly planes?
Get real crazy. I actually was looking into getting my pilot's license.
That's pretty cool.
It's not that expensive.
That movie's not that bad.
The Aviator?
Yeah.
Aviator's great.
Yeah. I remember people saying it wasn't that good.
That's because it came out after Gangs of New York, which was like a complete piece of shit.
Yeah, it's better
and
than
so
Gangs of New York.
Fucking, yeah, the bar was so low. I guess people didn't have much faith in Squirt. I know I didn't. Speaking from my experience, I was so disappointed by Gangs of New York that I was like hoping The Aviator would be a lot better than it was, and it was just sort of okay.
Right.
But I went back and watched it again, and it was, you know, I love it.
Yeah, never seen it. Saw Gangs in New York. Do you want to get married? I want to hear about Zach. If Zach wants to get married, though, you know?
Yeah, do you want to get married?
What a stupid conversation.
Zach,
shut the fuck up, bitch.
What is love to you?
I want to hear love from
Zach. Who's getting married?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I want to hear about my
friends. Let's get back on movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Nick on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
Say a movie. Back my previous
Thank you, Zach.
Say a movie.
Do you want him to ask you about this bullshit about getting married?
Say a movie, bitch.
We just did The Aviator. We were talking about movies, and you said, "Well, I haven't seen that." Zach, in your dream,
do you believe in love?
That was Adam. To be fair,
I said that as a joke, dude.
I was joking too.
Okay,
I was doing a big joke.
All right,
I don't care if my friends want to find love. I don't even care. It's fine, guys. Go ahead, talk about fucking some gay ass horror movie I haven't seen.
Dude, you should watch Cronenberg. You should go on a kick.
Yeah, you should.
I would, actually.
You should at least start with, because it's the they're most accessible, is Eastern Promises and History of Violence.
Yeah, okay.
Watch those two. And then I would go. Then I would go Scanners after that, then The Fly, then Crash.
I say Videodrome before the Crash.
No, I would say Crash before Videodrome.
Why?
Because it's like it gets more into like Cronenberg territory with Videodrome.
Yeah, he's like kind of stacking the body horror.
Yeah, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you jump right into Videodrome, it'll just be sort of weird. Mm-hmm. You know.
All right. Yeah, History of Violence and Eastern Promises are more straightforward.
I really
like
Cronenberg's Sons movie, Antiviral.
I've never seen it.
It's did you guys see Get Out?
I saw
Nick want to make an
age
joke.
The brother from Get Out that was like obsessed with MMA.
Oh yeah, that guy.
That guy's a weird actor.
He looks like a
weird chick.
Drunk Macaulay Culkin
in Get Out, I think, but it was like that performance was so over the top, and he was like trying to be like somebody else. Like,
why did he do that accent?
He was way overacting. Yeah. That was like fucking bizarre. It like took me out of the movie.
But what the fuck? Wait, he was way overacting. They're a family that traps black guys and fucking.
And the rest of them were good in the movie.
Yeah, but he's like he can't keep.
They
it together.
Were good at acting. That guy wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah, he's
what
like
to
the
you.
Crazy. Son.
I felt like he was a weird gangly dude trying to play a muscle bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I felt like his face and body didn't match.
I felt like he was trying to be either Nicholson or Depp or doing that thing that like Slater does where he's trying to be like a fucking great actor. You say, look at this acting I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the fucking hunched over the table and with his like loose mannerisms. It was just it didn't fit the scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The character wouldn't act like that. It could be drunk or a little bit eccentric or whatever. But this is like an actor showing you how well he can act. And it was like jarring.
I thought he was kind of playing the fuck up of the family.
No, that weird dinner table, that was like, it took me
I'd
out
have to
of
watch it.
It
again.
Because there's things, and then people fall for it. They think, wow, that's great acting. Because that happens.
I mean, I didn't think it
like
was great.
Like in Django, when fucking, Leonardo DiCaprio is like, you know, yelling and smashes
oh,
that.
Oh, I do declare,
he's, well, he's talking about the skull shape, and he smashes his hand on the table.
And busts his hand open.
And he cuts his hand. And I remember being in the theater, and I'm like, oh, he actually cut his hand. It looks like he actually cut his hand, and they just kept rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, a week later, they're like, wow, he actually cut his hand. It's like, yeah, no shit. It's fucking takes you out of the scene.
Yeah.
Because he's doing this big performance, and then there's a second where he realizes he's fucked up, and it destroys the momentum in the scene. There's no reason to keep it in there.
And anyway, Antiviral, so it's that guy, and he plays a guy who, it's like a not-so-distant future where he works at a place that sells celebrity diseases.
Oh, shit.
So people come in and they'll be like these like famous like pop stars or YouTube stars. And they'll be like, we have her herpes or like her this. And he's stealing them by giving himself the disease, taking them home and separating it from himself. So he steals this actress's disease to like get it before it's like on the market. And then she drops dead. So he realizes he gave himself something that's going to kill
him. Oh, shit.
So like. He's actually really good in it because his body works for it. He's like walking with a cane. He's like dying throughout the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And people are trying to hunt him down to get the disease back from him before he sells it on the market.
Damn.
And he gets him through this. The black market guy he works for sells celebrity steaks where they clone celebrities and sell the meat for people to eat at home.
Holy shit.
It's really cool. It's very Cronenberg.
That's
it's just straight up. They're literally like growing celebrity bodies and making the meat. It's really cool. I like it a lot.
That's cool.
That's tight. What I wouldn't do
Zach,
to get
have you seen
Luke
Maniac Gag? Cop?
Of course, yeah.
I love those movies.
Yeah, tremendous movies.
What's that about?
I just bought Shudder.
It's about America Now.
Yeah.
What Shudder?
It's a documentary.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Shudder is like a horror subscription service.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But I haven't used it yet.
I
rewatched Street Trash the other day. You seen that?
Of course, yeah. I love Street Trash.
And it was available on Shudder, and then I bought Shudder, and then I went back to it, and it's like available for free on Amazon.
Nah.
I was like, oh, all right, well, it's
bitch ass.
Watch it on Amazon.
They got your ass.
I never got into horror movies just because they never scared me, really.
They didn't scare you?
Not really.
Oh, Adam's too cool for a horror movie.
Well, they scared me. I'm a little baby bitch, dude. I get scared by that and roller coasters.
Yeah, it's not even that they're really scary. There's like a camp value, and there's an appreciation for like the filmmaking process when they don't have a lot of money and they do cool things with props and stuff.
You know what movie is pretty sick? The Omen? And
it's like there's a humor to a horror movie. Like the when the pussy eating scene in Reanimator is very funny. And the guy has his head cut off and he's eating the woman's pussy with his severed head.
That's awesome. That's how I want to die, dude.
I made my family watch Get Out when I was at home.
Uh-huh.
And my mom and grandma left. And then my dad paused it like 30 minutes in. And he could not stand Allison Williams. He just couldn't stand her character. He's like, she's fucked in the head. There's something fucking off with her. And I'm like, just watch the rest of the movie. Yeah. He's like, you said this was a comedy. You said this was a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
And I was just like, please, can we just finish the movie?
I made my grandpa watch Grandma's Boy. And like 20 minutes in, he was like, what the fuck is this? This is the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, he was mad.
Were you just trying to have that relationship with your grandfather?
No, nah, me and my cousin were going to watch Grandma's Boy or whatever. We want to watch a movie and like, you know, grandparents want to watch gay shit like Meet Me in St. Louis or
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind. I fucking love Grandma's Boy, dude.
Sunset Boulevard is great. I don't want to watch an old movie with a bunch of singing in it.
Dude, my grandma's bananas. She rolled. I watched Dead Alive with my grandmother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she's just sitting through it. And when it gets Dead Alive is a Peter Jackson movie. It's super cool. It's like over the top banana splatter. Uh-huh. And like halfway into like the most violent part of the movie, my grandma goes, I get it. It's like a cartoon. I was like, holy shit, you totally get it.
Yeah, that's where you get it from.
Was that a New Zealand movie? Was it like... Yeah, it was before he came over. Yeah.
It's funny to realize like the old people in your family, you just think of them as like bullshit, dumb old people. But it's like, nah, they're your relatives. Like, I think I told a story about...
That's weird, Grandma. I always thought of you as a bullshit, dumb old person.
You know what I'm fucking talking about. Old people, you don't think as a child that they
Grandma,
have value.
Grandma, did you used to fuck?
Yeah, it's funny when you realize they did. Come on. The first time you realize your grandparents fucked...
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad tells this story of, like, going to his grandmother's deathbed, and she was, like, this old, like, hard old...
She was fucking in it?
Hard old bitch. No. So she was going... She was, like, pretty much completely senile, and so she was going through this, like, youthful, like, horny stage where she'd go lucid for 5 minutes and then talk about, like, some shit she did when she was young.
Whoa,
and so, like, he said he was, like, going to visit her for the last time, and then she just snaps into this story about... going into the forest in Russia and pulling her dress up for like 5 boys and letting them touch her. And he's like, Grandma? And he was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, even people in like 1890, whatever, were...
Yeah, they were old
whores. Horny and being whores and going into the woods.
Old,
yeah.
Old, like
my first girlfriend's grandpa got dementia and then he just would say weird shit all the time. And she had this fucking little like dog, you know? And he was on the couch one time. And the dog's sitting next to him, and the dog's, like, licking his hand or whatever. And he's like, I think she wants to have sex with me.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Did he fuck the dog?
He did. He fucked the dog right there.
What? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's wild.
I love that old people fuck, dude.
Especially when they fuck animals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't they all get STDs because they don't know what
fucking animals
are? Yeah.
Because they can't stop them from fucking.
Because they all have Viagra and they're fucking.
Have you ever fucked an old lady, Zach?
No, my oldest is like 48.
Okay.
Not That's bad. An old lady.
That's pretty old. Where'd you meet her?
Basically a she senior was a comic. Citizen.
She was a comic. Wow. Yeah.
Who, in New was York it Janine?
No.
Oh. I thought maybe it was Janine, the porn star.
Alia?
Yeah.
Janine? 48-year-old comic. Do you have sex with Ellen DeGeneres?
No, she's like an open micer.
Jersey or New York?
New York.
Nice, dude.
Who was it? Just tell us.
No, don't tell.
Karen?
I definitely don't want to say.
Is it Karen Fian?
What?
Is it Karen?
She's not 48.
Don't make him say.
She just has the skin of a 48-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm not making him say. I'm doing a bit around making him say it. I'm very tactfully not making him say it.
I don't know, man.
But making it seem like I'm making him say it.
It seems like you
are. For
comedic
reasons. Please don't underestimate my ability to be a broadcaster, Sob.
Dude, I'm worried about my friend Zach.
And drama.
I'm worried about him. I was worried about his love life.
I'm worried about you.
Why?
Your fucking legs look awful. You got bed sores on your fucking knees.
I got to get him tanned up, dude. They're fucking white right now. Once they get a little sun,
You look fucking awful, dude.
No, absolutely not.
You look
There's plenty of evidence.
Your legs
I'm naked on the internet.
Look like Star Wars
my
characters.
My legs are nice.
They are a little spotty.
They're a little spotty
because
it's cold and I've been laying on this leather
couch.
Oh, from
the AC, yeah.
You know? And
so those are goose pimples?
Yeah, it's freezing in the middle of July stuff.
I'm right by the... You know what, Zach? Fuck you. What was that bitch's name? Tell us right now who it was.
I refuse. I'm
by the fucking AC. It's cold. You got these leather couches that fucking... You know.
Yeah, the problem is that they're leather couches. That's why your
legs your skin
are filled
gets
with
on
varicose
leather.
Veins.
That's
your skin
the coldest
disorders.
Place to be, middle of July on a leather couch.
Buy an AC, yes, you cocksuckers. Yes, it is very cold. You know what? The listeners know that I will be vindicated. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, guys,
leather is cold when it's right by the AC.
I'll just say this about Nick going for Stav. There's an old poem from the Holocaust. It says, first they came for the communists and I did nothing because I wasn't a communist.
Uh-huh.
And then they came for the trade unionists and I did nothing because I wasn't a trade unionist.
Speed this up. We know where you're going with
and
it.
And then they came for Stavros.
No, that's
and
not
I
how
did
it goes,
nothing.
You fucking idiot. It would be first
I
they came for
nothing.
Adam and I did nothing.
Oh, yeah. First they came for the
you
Jews.
Fucking dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the point, though. I'll be fine because I'm not a bitch.
Well, the story's about you, so.
Shut up, man.
No.
Anyway.
Then Nick comes for you. And you know what I do?
I'm not coming for anybody. I'm defending myself.
From what?
I have never once attacked anyone on this show. I have never done that.
It's always self-defense.
I may have retaliated.
He's never attacked anyone the way cops have never attacked anyone.
Yeah.
He's always been acting.
I was worried about myself and fellow officers. I was worried. I love when cops do that. They murder somebody and then they have to give that stock response of, I felt that my life and the lives of my fellow officers were endangered. And it's like, well, he said it. He said the words that get you out of being in trouble.
He was selling Lucy's and secondhand smoke is deadly.
Right. Yeah.
I was worried about my life and the lives of my fellow. They can't even like personalize your fucking lie at least.
I
know,
dude.
Come on.
Yeah, it's
you know what? I should teach a class to the cops who I've lied my way
lying.
Out of things with
yeah.
in terms of how to manipulate people in a way
that's
that makes
right.
you think that they're... You know what it is?
You have been talking about giving back to the community.
It's salesmanship.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn... Why don't you come spend a day with me at the kiosk?
That's right.
I'll teach you how to trick some 46-year-old divorced black man into buying $300 worth of ringtones. And then maybe people won't hate you so much.
Will you ever go back to the kiosk just for the love of the game, dude?
Do they even exist anymore?
No, now they're like all Israeli.
Yeah, it's all Israeli. I remember,
yeah.
You know, it's funny. I worked for these two
Have you
Iranian
been to
guys.
The Dead Sea?
Excuse me, beautiful.
Hey, sexy girl. Yeah. Have you been to Dead Sea?
And then they, you know, they touch your face and your hands
they're
or whatever.
Disgusting.
Dude, they're fucking great
go
salesmen, though.
Get out of my country.
They. It was funny. I worked for these two Iranian guys.
Uh-huh.
And the Iranian guys hated them because, you know, they're Iranian.
Right.
And they would fucking the Israeli guys that worked there, and then the guy I worked for, he'd always be like, "Dude, they're fucking Mossad. They're Mossad agents. I guarantee it. They're fucking just sneaking into this country, and it's a Mossad cell." And then like 2 years later, there was an article in the Washington Post that there was some Mossad cell
Whoa.
Implanted in like those like helicopter fucking selling places in the malls.
Really?
Like yeah, drones?
Before drones, just the like.
Yeah, they were just like
remote control helicopters.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That fucking.
So that Iranian dude was right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn,
but the truth is they're all Mossad agents, one
sure.
way or another.
Sure.
I mean, Adam mm-hmm. is, technically.
Technically, I am as an agent of Mossad.
He swore an oath.
Yeah.
I swore an oath.
Games Bond.
Yeah.
Games Bond, the financial instrument.
Games,
yes.
Games Bondstein.
Yeah.
We were all telemarketers, right?
007.
Oh, yeah.
How
we
about
did
that?
Have some
were you a telemarketer? 007.
How about that one?
Slevin?
That's
Slevin?
A Jewish name.
Slevin?
That's Lucky Number Slevin, that movie.
Yeah,
but that's a Jewish guy in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know.
Is it?
Okay, that works.
How about 00 Levine? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're right. Zach also is a part of the telemarketing crew, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all work in call
centers.
What
did you sell?
I didn't.
I renewed business-to-business magazine subscriptions.
Hell yeah.
And what
it
a
was
fucking
such horseshit.
Scam.
Dude, I miss working in a call center.
It was
a
level
job.
Of lying that I miss doing on a daily basis.
I used to do telefunding, too, for the...
Oh, yeah, the symphony.
The BSO, yeah. That shit was hilarious. You just call up, like, fucking old rich old people, and you'd be like... The orchestra really needs $1,000, and they'd be like, "Well, okay, just fucking write a check for $1,000 to the orchestra.
Jesus Christ.
I would lie my balls off. I was the worst because it was, I would call people who had like really specific like business magazines, like Tire Weekly.
Right.
And I would never want to talk to the person. I would always talk to the secretary, but I would word it like, hey, because the subscription would be like a year. It'd been a year since they had gotten it. Mm-hmm. And they had just been getting free copies.
Oh, I worked I worked at a pizza restaurant, and there was one of those magazines. It was a Pizza Expo or something.
Hell yeah.
It was a pizza magazine, and the cover was just like big fat guy at a podium giving like a speech
about
pizza.
Hell, I want to go. I want to attend. The pizza conference? That sounds awesome.
Alexis is giving a keynote this year.
It is funny, man. When I worked at Papa John's, there was this manager that gave me a hard time about not having a visor, and so I kind of hated him. And one time I had to ask him a question. And I was like, hey, Kenny. And he turns around. He's like, yeah. And he was making a pizza. And he had just thrown the dough up in the air. And he turns and addresses me as if he's not doing anything with his hands. And then with one hand, he throws the pizza up in the air. And the pizza's spinning in the air. And then he sort of just like doggy paddles the edge of the pizza. Like defying.
Whoa, he spins it?
Well, he can spin it already. A lot of guys can spin it. Yeah, I can sort of spin
it. But
pizza.
I mean, he spins it and propels it forward.
He spins it, but it's in the air by itself spinning. Which, you know, the momentum is keeping it up.
He threw
it up a bit. But he's just sort of lightly doggy paddling the side of the pizza, making it continue to spin.
Right.
While he's like, what's up, dude? And it stayed up there for like 3 or 4 seconds, which doesn't
seem
that
long. That's my next trick. Sorry, wrong podcast. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking long.
That's wild.
And it was bizarre seeing how talented this man was at throwing a piece of fucking dough up in the air.
Oh,
and
man.
It's like, yeah, I guess that's what happens if you stay at your first job until you're 36 years old. You can impress me for literally four seconds.
I love when pizza places have the sign that's all in Spanish and then it says also needed pizza man.
Yeah.
I love that that's just the name of the job.
Yeah.
Not like cook.
Nope. Just pizza man.
Pizza man.
Yeah. Well, I like it. It by not making it, you know, gender neutral, it still has some respect to it.
There's no pizza women.
Yes.
It sounds like doctor or lawyer.
Right,
you know?
right. President.
Instead of law person or medicine.
Comedian.
Bitch
medicine bitch.
Dr. Quinn, medicine bitch.
Woo!
I love that the title of that show just gets like progressively more derogatory.
Yeah.
It was already she was already Dr. Quinn.
Yeah, just call it Dr. Quinn.
Yeah. Medicine woman.
Dr. Quinn, yeah. Not a nurse.
Yeah. It's like President Hillary, law bitch. Government bitch.
That's a good show. I'd watch that.
Yeah, I would. Veep's supposed to be funny. I've watched an episode or two of that. That show's pretty good.
I think
shouts out Elaine, dude.
What's his name? Iannucci left this season or two
Armando?
Seasons ago. And it's apparently not as good. But I haven't watched it since like season two.
Elaine has been hot in everything.
I just got caught
she
up
She gets
on
hotter every year.
I just naked in Troll.
What? Really?
Completely nude, runs across a field in
Get
Troll.
Get out of town.
She's so hot.
Highly Julie underrated. Louis?
In Trolls?
Troll.
The new movie?
Yeah, the animated Trolls.
Oh, wow.
Julie
that's
Drive
Elaine.
Has a nude scene. CGI Trolls.
Yes.
Very nicely
but,
done.
I just got caught up on Better Call Saul.
Nice.
It's getting good. That show is like so
it slow, moves
slow
yeah.
to build. I feel like they're going to go 35 seasons. And the very last one is going to be like a glimpse of Walter White driving through a drive-thru in the background. People are going to be like, this is it. Something's finally going to happen.
Yeah, most of it is just Saul just being a shitty lawyer. Right?
I mean,
and Michael
dude,
McKeon
honestly, like, I enjoy watching the show, and I binge-watched all of the last season. I like deliberately didn't watch it while it was airing so I could just go through all
of
them.
Right.
So it is a good show because it keeps me watching, but I don't know how much of it is just me waiting for a moment to be like, oh, so that's why that happened on Breaking Bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because the big thing, what I hated about the end of Breaking Bad is like, Don Eladio doesn't kill Gus Fring, and the reason he doesn't kill him
spoiler
is he goes he's like, you know, he says something along the lines of like, don't think your connections in Chile will protect you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they never fully explain his connection with that Madrigal company.
Yeah,
so anything that happens in Better Call Saul is just sort of like the two things you're waiting for is figuring out what the fuck happens that like Jimmy alienates Kim Wexler so that she's off the show and that she's not in Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, oh, she's got to be dead.
She's got to be dead or something happened, because that is interesting. They have such like a
or
nice
he's got to be the first person. She's got to be the first person he puts in that witness protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's got to be something big, and like that's worth watching for. But it's also like, just tell me what the fuck happened with Fring. Yeah. You know,
you could
just
you could read a Wikipedia article.
That would be fine.
Yeah,
I just want to know. That's honestly what Wikia is for, is like feeding it. Like there should be just some novelization of Breaking Bad that some nerd read that can sum it up for me.
That's what I did with Game of Thrones. I got so frustrated about like all the cliffhangers. I just read the Game of Thrones Wikipedia. I found out everything that was going to happen.
I did that with a much shittier show.
Yeah.
The Tudors, maybe?
The thing that I want for...
I did that with Gotham recently, and I was like, the penguin's gay? He's just gay on that show.
Hell yeah, dude. The gay penguin. He's sucking off the little penguins.
Penguins are gay in nature.
Really?
There's like a lot of gay penguins.
Yeah, the male penguin takes care of the babies, which is pretty gay.
I wanted Better Call Saul to go more into the Jesse Pinkman middle school years. Find out when he learned how to say, like, bitch and stuff. Yeah.
Did you guys see the Breaking Bad... Which version of the first episode of Breaking Bad did you guys see?
I saw
the one that had the nudity in it.
I saw it, and then
was disappointed with the rest of the
I saw it when
season.
It first aired.
Well, I've read the pilot.
There's the version that they shot, which has titties and a hand job.
Whoa!
Because originally it was going to be an HBO show.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
So Walter White gets straight up jerked off.
By who? His wife?
His wife.
Oh, damn.
And then Jesse Pinkman has like a topless girl hanging out the window of his house.
Nice.
And then they made an edited version for the AMC.
Bullshit. In the written pilot, though. Oh, you're right.
There's two versions of the first episode.
The pilot of Eastbound and Down leaked like 9 months before the... I think even before it got picked up. And so me and my friends in college watched that like 30-minute pilot like 1,000 times. Yeah. And then... When it aired for the first time, they changed a ton of it. Like, really? I think the whole second half was different. Yeah.
Huh, have you ever read the Bible of Eastbound and Down?
It is so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
It is so fucking funny.
It's also,
funny.
Like, very racist.
Oh, racist.
Yeah. Amazing.
Man, the weed book
I mean, those
board
are
is my
two,
favorite thing
Those are
of
two
time.
Actually amazing pilot scripts, Breaking Bad and Eastbound and Down.
Well, they're
one
awesome
for
shows.
Drama and what? No, but just beyond... How good the shows are, like...
As a pilot script.
Just as an example of a pilot script.
When we write the Cumtown movie.
I mean...
Well, Breaking Bad's good just for, like, how tight it is.
Yeah, yeah. Who's
Maybe I
would have
stuck with Breaking
at?
Bad if there was more titties.
Another, like, thick account.
What are you doing? What are you looking
He's
at?
He's just looking at some girl's Instagram.
Another fat person.
Oh, yeah, me and Nick have a similar affinity for girls
with
cartoonish butts.
Anytime I like look at one of those, it's always like also followed by Zach is not funny.
Yeah, that A. Del Gabri.
I don't know.
S. Dot Adel Gabri. We talked about her at Ralph's, and she's literally like she'll take it, and she's got the top half of a regular person, and then just the ass and thighs. Of a morbidly obese person.
Yeah, that's like that's who I follow on Instagram.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mostly.
Do you actually? Is that actually what you want to have sex? The kind of person you want to have sex with?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like fucking a centaur. Yeah. It's like a
exactly
different kind
right.
of person.
Interesting. You know? Do you follow? We talked about it on the last. Do you know Julia Vins?
Yeah.
Big fan of Julia Vins.
Oh, so you like bodybuilders too?
No, also? Julia is a special case. I'm not into female bodybuilders, but Julia is like.
No, I was asking Zach.
I know.
Yeah, no. I'm saying it's special case.
Oh, you're both. Wow, you guys.
Nick
really
and
align
I have a lot of. Of crossover.
Wait a second, but you also fuck dudes sometimes, right?
Happened.
Yeah,
I like getting my dick sucked.
Oh, nice.
I think that's the explanation.
Like I let Adam suck my dick sometimes. Yeah. And Stav, you. I mean, come on. We can be honest. You've sucked my dick.
I've
plenty.
Never.
You
sucked
don't
your dick.
Let me suck your dick. You demand.
You beg. You beg.
I break into. No, no. I actually did say I break into your room and suck your dick against your will.
While I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Only because I can't demand that you do it.
Yeah.
While
you
I'm
have
out.
No will.
But if I were
asleep.
Awake.
No. I wouldn't do it if you asked me to.
I've fallen asleep because.
It's a power move.
When I gain an erection, there's no blood left in my body for my brain. So I lose consciousness.
I have a seizure every time.
So
I have a stroke every time I get hard.
You have to resuscitate me so I can do
so
the
I blow
show
into your dick.
That you wouldn't be able to do without me.
Fuck.
Well, that'll probably do it for this week, boys.
I wanted to hear more about Zach getting his dick sucked.
Oh yeah, go ahead and finish that story, and
yeah,
then I'll turn
tell
off the recorder.
What it's like to live his dreams,
huh?
I'm just kidding. I mean,
the funniest thing. I don't know why I'm thinking of my old manager. I found out one of my friends was gay. who I did not know was gay, because he blew my old manager from Craigslist. And
of
it's
Craigslist?
Still the funniest thing I've ever heard. Wait, my old manager, he used to run a comedy club in the Village, called me and was like, pal, I believe you have a friend who is an actor. And I think you should know that he is a homosexual.
Wait.
My manager was gay. My manager was like a creepy old gay.
But why did he
Your
out
manager
him?
Was doxing other gay men? And, but here's, so he calls, he's like, just so you know, I was on Craigslist, Men for Men, and this gentleman came over and gave me a blowjob. And then we were hanging out and talking, and he talked about how he does movies. And I had mentioned you and said maybe that he should speak to you about maybe making some independent horror films. And he got all white in the face and had a panic attack and made
oh
me promise
God.
To never tell you that he was, in fact, gay.
What the fuck?
He goes, just so you know, your friend has a daddy fetish and asked
what?
Me to fuck his mouth while he called me daddy and
what?
Cried.
Holy shit.
And I was like,
because he's an older guy.
Yeah.
Jesus
he's like an older gay
Christ.
Dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, amazing. Why are you telling me all
that
this?
That is horrible.
He goes, well, I told him that if he did not let me fuck him in the ass and blow me again, that I would tell you. And it has been 3 days, and he will
fuck?
Not answer my calls. So now I am calling you
Jesus
to tell you
Christ.
That your friend is a homosexual.
What
Damn.
A fucking piece of garbage that
what a,
guy
what
is.
What a normal community. You know,
just blackmailing
that
each
just
other.
Sounds like a normal
it was the happiest
of folks.
Day of my life. I
oh
called
my
20 people to repeat that story. I spent over an hour and a half.
Dude, that is amazing. Was he a shitty boss?
He was a shitty boss, and it
Hell
was
yeah.
my least favorite friend.
I fucking
oh
I,
really oh so you didn't
I was
really,
so
my
psyched.
Boss at GameStop shit his pants one time at work, and that was like the greatest. But if I had heard if that had happened to me,
oh yeah,
oh man, I could have killed myself that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
yeah.
That's a great story.
He
and that guy's name was
you.
Adam Friedland.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I'm
that
not
Adam
an actor.
Was your boss.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I am an older gay man that runs a comedy club.
No, you're the boss. You didn't even listen to the story.
Yeah, the boss was an older gay man who ran
no,
a comedy
manager.
Club. Oh, the manager.
He was a manager.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that ran the comedy club was the one that fucked him and told him.
No, that was an actor friend of his.
Yeah, it was an actor friend. It was
the,
so my manager
listen
ran.
I listened to the story.
No, you didn't.
Well,
you
I was finding ways to criticize you.
Okay.
I was multitasking.
Well, you failed at
you
that.
You fucking piece of shit. I'm doing my job.
That was
on
an
the show.
Epic fail.
That was a fucking...
That guy, he did love to dox secret gay dudes.
Oh, that's horrible.
When we're no
that's
longer
like the
recording,
nightmare, probably.
I will tell. There was a guy who ran a bar show.
Okay.
Who was also a secret gay man who
nice.
Got caught blowing
Alan
a dude.
Finn?
Same neighborhood. Wait, same block.
Well, Tim Dillon's not in the closet.
No, same block. Hold on. No, not where they live, where the
well,
shows are.
Well, same block. Yeah, oh, yeah okay. Yeah. But
100
like,
shitty shows
there's like
get
a
run
million
there.
Shows
that is, it's
on
so
MacDougal.
Funny.
You can't say that.
That's
like,
the so funny that the best, yeah.
Sorry, continue.
No, the best and the worst comedy in the world is on that fucking block.
On, oh, yeah. in the Greenwich
also,
Village, yeah.
Yeah. Gay men,
dude, it's really funny. It reminds me of Sopranos. Sorry to do this, but when they find out that Vito is gay, so Tony goes, "Oh, so he was getting his dick sucked by a security guard?" And he's like, "No, he was sucking a security guard's dick." And they're like, "Whoa!"
My favorite part of the whole Vito is gay thing is when Meadow is telling Carmella.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And Tony comes downstairs in his robe and he's singing Aqualung.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to tell you something, Tony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tony's one happy day, you know, he's just fucking
walking around singing Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Your fucking top earner just tried to suck off your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, I just love Finn. That those two episodes where he goes out of town and tries to live a normal
Johnny
life.
Johnny Cakes?
And
yeah.
He has to just go home to be murdered because
yeah.
the idea
he's
of working more than 15 minutes is
yeah,
unbearable.
Right. I know.
Because he had that
so
manual
funny.
Labor
yeah,
job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Italian morality play.
Yeah, that's the best. Is that technically, they don't really work that hard.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
just hang out in a pork store with their friends.
Yeah, it does.
You don't do anything.
You
they literally do nothing.
They kill like every couple weeks and
yeah.
then they shake people
like
down.
Like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know, man. I'm a fucking hard worker.
Oh yeah.
Let's get back going.
Let's get back to
Link.
Yeah.
I review electronics for a living.
I'll review propane and propane accessories.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Effective management with web UI and utility.
This, man, I'm still not over that guy doxing people just because he didn't get the fuck in the ass.
Yeah.
My favorite thing he said, he really was like, your friend is a homosexual.
What's the story with the female comic that raped somebody?
Oh, yeah. They had her on our show. I wasn't there, but...
Can you sum that up for the fans?
Yeah, I guess what I know...
The fans of rape. Is,
I have a lot of crossover with them, so yes. Apparently some broad in the... Some female comic got accused from another, like, anonymous source that she digitally raped a broad.
Oh, damn.
And
she digitally
raped?
With
her fingers.
With her fingers.
Oh, with her fingers.
Not on
I thought
the
you
internet.
Were like...
I was figuring that out for
like,
a
you know,
yeah.
Like, I am the virus. You know, putting sunglasses on.
I think
on.
There might have been a rape
riding
kit.
Riding a scooter into the other girl's pussy.
There might have been a rape kit with, like, an acrylic nail in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is what I heard, too, that they found she left an acrylic nail in
and
it.
And now
ooh, that's good evidence.
She didn't do
that
it.
That is great evidence.
And her defense is that she doesn't wear acrylic nails.
Oh, my God.
And,
I can't wait
yeah.
for that SVU episode where they're like, you know, Olivia, it's like the cold open and there's a female comic that's been raped and Olivia bursts into the UCB or whatever with Finn and they're like, all right, which one of these males is the one that raped her? And then the UCB instructor goes, it wasn't a male, it was a woman.
Dun,
and
dun.
Then the dramatic music plays. And then at some point, Finn goes, a woman? Man, get out of here. And then that's how the episode goes.
That would be good.
That's crazy.
So then she made a 15-minute YouTube video.
Oh, fuck.
Defending herself.
But it was like, I heard about
way
this.
Way too early. In which in the video, she says, I did not go. She didn't go to a lawyer. She went to her psychic.
Oh, no.
For advice. And it's maybe the funniest video I've ever watched.
Oh, fuck.
And we were watching it on our show.
Wait, so it's, the story is she just stuck her hand in another female comic's pussy?
Supposedly there was... I've heard versions of it with drugs and heard versions of it with alcohol. It just sounds like...
I mean,
what
do you mean, just? I mean, she, if you're not trying to get fingered...
I didn't say just. I said, well, what's the story that she... Oh.
I believe the story is they went home.
Oh, okay.
And I think the girl was fucked up.
I see.
I could be wrong, but from what I know is they went home, the chick was super fucked up, and she fingered her.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm anti that.
But in the video we watched where she's like explaining herself, it got boring as shit. It was 15 minutes long, so we skipped to like the 12-minute mark.
That's because nobody cares about these things anymore. We already had a couple of big ones. You got to have a better story than that.
But at the 12-minute mark, right where we clicked to skip ahead in the video, the girl goes...
I mean, give me some excitement.
Where she had gotten to in her speech, she goes, well, I mean, Casey Anthony's life got better. And it's the funniest non sequitur I've ever heard.
She didn't have the baby anymore. She was free to be a party girl.
Yeah, just go out and drink.
It's her... Wait, was her stance that Casey Anthony was innocent?
I don't know. Also, in the beginning of the video, she said she would rape Lewis and Dave.
The whole Casey Anthony story is that she got away with it because she's a hot woman.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems pretty... She's batshit crazy.
I'm waiting for... I want Bill Cosby to accuse Nancy Grace of raping him.
Cosby's getting those fucking seminars going, dude.
No, he canceled it.
He did?
Yeah. Someone told him it was in bad taste to lecture people on how not to rape. For
that,
someone who has raped
that
upwards
little,
of 40
that
women.
That clip of him coming out of the courtroom and his lawyer doing
hey.
The black power fist.
It's so funny.
Unbelievable.
I love that so much.
And the hey is unbelievable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's Stavros.
I liked Fat Albert as a child. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that show on in like the 70s?
Yeah.
They would replay it.
Would they?
Yeah, dude.
I think that you deliberately sought out fat media to enjoy as a child.
That's not untrue, actually. That's yeah. I fucking
a
love
a show
it.
About a fat guy. Mom, can we go to the library?
Representation matters.
Mom,
my
can
friend.
We go to the Library of
I
Congress
love John
to get
Candy.
The archives of this fat guy show from 30 years ago?
I was telling you about my friend that I used to work with, the 450-pound bear.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Fuck. That's so funny.
I worked with him at the telemarketing place, and he used to take cookie breaks and just eat cookies on the toilet. Yeah. So he's away at some bear convention right now. He's a close friend.
Oh, he's a gay dude?
Oh, yeah. And
oh, nice.
But he, like, collects, like, fat celebrities.
Uh-huh.
Like, his last like big story, he was like, you wouldn't believe who I hooked up with. I'm like, go. He's like, remember on Louis, the guy he was stuck on the plane with? Remember on Louis, he got stuck next to like the morbidly obese
man. Oh yeah. That's like not his even version a of a guy.
Celebrity hookup.
Yeah. Dude, I thought for a second you were about to tell me Bobby fucked that guy.
Yeah.
That would have been so awesome.
But so he just like, I went to his house and his DVDs are like in order of fat people.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's like John Goodman movies, John Candy movies. And then up at the top was Heavyweights.
Yes.
And I was like, was that like your teenage spank? And he's like, a lot of them grew up to be hot.
Damn, so this guy's fat as shit and he wants to fuck fat guys.
Oh, dude, I've seen like pictures of his like bare weekends. Like he'll go hook up with other like morbidly obese couples.
Oh, my
God. And
he'll
like show me like pictures of them fucking. It looks like when you put stuffed animals together in like sexual positions. Like it doesn't appear to be sex.
Dude, imagine what that room smells like. That must be fucking horrendous.
It's like 1,500 pounds it's fucking just in like
I was with him because I work with him now at my because we're close friends forever from a movie company and
cool.
He was on the phone trying to get laid the other night.
Imagine it looking like you ever work in a pizza shop?
I haven't.
A pizza that somebody didn't slap out right go through the oven and it starts bubbling up. This is the big dough bubbles.
And he was on the phone with this dude trying to get laid and he's like, well, let me come over. Like, you know, we'll just have the night together. And he goes, well, and the guy's like, I don't know, maybe, you know, do you want to sleep over? Like, what's the deal? And he's like, well, yeah, do you have a second attachment for your CPAP?
I just got the best notification on my phone from the Regal app, the Regal Movies app. Today only, purchase tickets to see Valerian, City of 1,000 Planets, and receive a free fidget spinner.
Thank you. I will be doing that, actually. I'm going to see that movie. Looks like shit. Damn, that's so fucking funny, dude.
Dude, can you imagine being the level of fat where you have, like, you know how, like, guys have, like, the drawer of, like, sex toys? You just have CPAPs?
Yeah.
Hey, you can sleep over and your tongue won't kill you in your sleep.
Fuck, man, that fucking rules. And you said the reason he was taking cookie breaks was because he was a telemarketer and he was eating cookies on the phone.
Yeah. And the boss was like, you can't just eat on the phone. So he just like thought he was being slick. He just put the cookies in his pocket and walked in.
You're talking to someone and chewing. That's incredible. That's your job.
Yeah. The people who work at call centers are fucking great. We had a big fat guy that I would draw pictures of in MS Paint, these like really mean pictures of, and I would send them around to people. And one day, like, the VP of the company was just standing behind me as I was drawing him. But I'm like, okay, a drawing.
You're a good drawer.
And the fucking the VP just behind me is like, man, that looks great. And I look around and I'm like, oh, thanks. And he didn't like realize I was humiliating another
cruelly
color.
Mocking
right.
him
opening up the company to a huge lawsuit.
Yeah.
My, if he had contacted a single lawyer and said that somebody's going around the company drawing pictures of me with food and semen all over my face.
He's got an apple in his mouth. He's on all these splayed
a
out
cum pig.
My telemarketing job was so shitty. We didn't have computers.
What?
We worked off of pen and paper. And they would give us stacks of 100 leads.
Is this Claire Daniels? This is Marcus down at the call center.
That's incredible.
And
stacks.
But we would sell digital subscriptions off of pen and paper.
That's like Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yeah. And take credit card
That's
numbers
old school
and just
shit.
Write them
old
down.
School.
Write them down?
That's and like give them in.
Damn, dude.
And then somebody quit and broke into one of the managers quit and robbed the office.
Of all the credit card numbers?
They never said, but I'm pretty sure they just came in and took a giant stack of credit card numbers.
Damn, dude.
My favorite ever was our boss was like this like crotchety old Jewish lady.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on like 30th Street in Manhattan. And across the street, there was a guy naked cleaning his apartment, like with all his windows open, with a giant dick. And her and all the managers were standing at the window and she called the police. And she's like, this
dick?
Is lewd. We can't have this. And they're like, what is he doing? She's like, he's in his apartment naked. And they're like, why are you looking into his apartment?
Yeah. Damn. Imagine having a dick so big you couldn't be naked in your apartment without getting the cops called on you. Is what I would say if that wasn't the case for me already.
The reason I haven't been speaking is because I've been in jail for that very reason. For the last 2.5 minutes.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Luckily, I got bailed out. by the Big Dick Union, my representative.
I love belonging to the Big Dick Union.
All right, well, we should probably wrap this one up.
Yeah, we got some nice dick stuff there at the end. We snuck it in.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Zach. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
thank
me,
you
guys.
So
have
much, dude.
Great time. Thank you, guys.
Right. Yeah.
Check out the Real Ass Dude podcast starring Zach Amico and some other guy.
Co-starring.
He's one of Dave Smith's friends.
The Real Ass Zach.
Can I plug my movie before we...
Oh, of course. Sure. Of course.
All right, I got a movie coming out called Returns to Nukem High, Volume 2. It's a trauma movie. If you guys like bad 80s horror, it is going to be debuting July the 15th. At the Museum of Moving Image.
Oh,
we're
going
to show the original movie from the 80s and Volume 1 and Volume 2. It's going to be a whole day event. July the 15th, Museum of Moving Image. Please come hang out. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you.